You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We don't always have time or inspiration to create brand new, exciting dishes every night of the week, but it doesn't take a lot of time to pull together a delicious sauce. It's Food Friday, and our guest says a creative sauce could turn even the most basic dish into something new and exciting. In her new cookbook, she's got 50 options for us to try. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a sauce that you like to make and cook with and use on pretty much everything? Is it homemade or store-bought? Do you have dishes you make that are pretty much a vehicle for an excellent sauce? Or do you have a question for our guest? Maybe you've got a thing you're kind of bored of making and you need to freshen it up with something different. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Ashley Boyd is the cook, photographer, and food blogger behind Pink Owl Kitchen. She's the author of the new cookbook, Saucy, 50 Recipes for Drizzly, Dunkable Go-To Sauces to Elevate Everyday Meals. Ashley, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be on.
Well, tell us a little bit about how you got into food blogging and ultimately this sauce cookbook.
Sure. So I've been cooking since I was a teenager. It's just something that I've always loved to do. I married into a really big family back in 2016, and I became like the go-to chef for all of our gatherings, anywhere from like 50 to 100 people, you know, I was cooking for sometimes. So I said, hey, why don't I try to, you know, do what I love as a career? So I started a food blog, and I found a way, you know, to make it my full-time gig. And so here I am, now a published cookbook author. So it's been a wild ride, but very rewarding.
Now, I love your philosophy in the book, and I feel like your introduction was kind of speaking to me, right? I'm one of these people. I've got a lot of things I like to make. It always comes out about the same. It's fine, but I get a little bored. Talk about your sauce philosophy and how to help people like me break out of those go-tos.
So, I mean, plenty of people find themselves in that same boat, right? You know, you can't think of another way to serve like grilled chicken or roasted vegetables or potatoes. But hey, sauce is the answer. When in doubt, add sauce. That's kind of my philosophy. You can make these sauces in bulk, you know, pack them in the freezer. You can keep them in little condiment bottles in the refrigerator and just have them on hand whenever you need to, like, zhuzh up, you know, a basic weeknight meal to get the kiddos to eat something or try something different. It's just, it's a handy little back pocket kitchen tool, I like to say this cookbook is.
And another thing I love is, you know, you could write a cookbook of sauces with hard to find ingredients, and you got to stir for 5 hours to reduce it just right and stuff like that. Your recipes are really straightforward. All the ingredients I know I either have or they're even in a small grocery store. Was that really intentional by you? You wanted this to be really accessible for people?
It absolutely was very intentional. So this cookbook differs from some other sauce cookbooks you may have seen on the shelves because, like you said, it doesn't require any very hard to find ingredients, or you don't have to be like super skilled. There are no crazy techniques to make these sauces. It's very accessible for home cooks like you and I.
And on your blog, you specialize in Southern-inspired cooking, and there's some of that mm-hmm. in the cookbook, but you also reach beyond that. Can you talk about the scope you were trying to tackle in your 50 sauces?
Yes. So this cookbook was a way for me to kind of break out of my comfort zone. I am a Southern girl, and Southern comfort food is what my blog is based around. But when I got approached with this concept to do globally inspired sauces, I said, hey, there's a chance for me to learn, you know, new ingredients, new ways to make dishes and, you know, flavors inspired by all over the globe. So it really took me out of my comfort zone, and I had to do a lot of research. So it was fun. It was a learning experience. And now, you know, I've got like this plethora of new sauces and flavors that I can use in my cooking.
And I got to ask, you said there's a big family you married into. Are they sort of your focus group when you're trying something new?
Absolutely. whenever I've got something new that I want to see, you know, how it goes over first with the family, I'll serve it to them. And if they're like, oh, yeah, this one's good. What is this? So I'm like, okay, we'll test it again and, you know, put it out there for the masses. But, yeah, they're definitely like my little guinea pigs.
Ashley Boyd is with us on Food Friday. Her new cookbook is called Saucy, 50 recipes for drizzly, dunkable, go-to sauces to elevate everyday meals. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite sauce to make, to cook with, or do you need some inspiration to make that, I don't know, baked chicken breast or that burger or that stir fry a little different this time around? You could join in at 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Ashley, you shared a couple recipes with us. We've got them online at WPR.org/food. Now, here's one that's coming from your Southern cooking background, the comeback sauce. This one looks like a lot of fun. Tell us about it.
Yes. So comeback sauce originated in my hometown, Jackson, Mississippi, and the name, it's a fun play on how we sometimes say see you later or a greeting like that. It's y'all come back now. So that's where the name originated, and it originated in a little restaurant in Jackson, Mississippi. And we literally, like, in Mississippi and like all over the Southeast, you will find this like on restaurant menus. We literally serve it with like just about everything. And it's a creamy, like, mayonnaise-based sauce. It's got a little bit of spice. The way I like to describe it to people who may have never had it is think of if remoulade, Thousand Island, ranch dressing, and barbecue sauce all had a baby, it would be comeback sauce. Yeah, it's absolutely delicious. Like I said, we put it on everything from sandwiches, French fries, fried pickles, blackened fish, fried fish, like, you name it.
And the starting point, I love this because I've been doing this a lot lately with sauces. Starting points are mayonnaise and ketchup. And there might be, you know, if you're a little snobby, what? I don't want mayonnaise or ketchup. Yeah. My sauce. Mayonnaise and ketchup are awesome together. And I'm sad that it took me so long in my life to figure that out. Could you talk about using those as a base or at least a part of sauces?
Yes. So, you know, you got people that are kind of like, you know, on either side of the fence. Mayonnaise and ketchup, come on, you know, really. But I'm telling you, in the comeback sauce and in a lot of other sauces, it just does something really magical. And then you have other ingredients in this sauce, like I use sriracha. A lot of my Mississippi friends would say, you know, that's blasphemy because they prefer chili sauce and comeback sauce in a lot of comeback sauce recipes, but I use sriracha. And then you've got Worcestershire sauce, which adds that delicious umami flavor, fresh lemon juice, whole grain mustard. You've got some fresh garlic, fresh herbs, parsley, and then you can season it up however you like. I love paprika, onion powder, and garlic powder. So combine all that with the mayonnaise and the ketchup. You've got a creamy base, and then there's a bunch of like zing, you know, in there as well. So it's a really delicious sauce.
All right. Now, where is this sauce going? What are your favorite dishes to put this on?
Everything. Like, I eat it on my scrambled eggs. Like, when I say everything, I mean everything. I keep me some in the refrigerator in a squeeze bottle, but probably my favorite thing, if I had to pick one thing, would be hush puppies. I love hush puppies with comeback sauce.
And, you know, we're making maybe a big batch of this. How long can we refrigerate this kind of thing for after we mix it?
So you can keep this in the refrigerator for about a week. You probably go up to 10 days. But the great thing about it is make you a huge batch, put you some in the squeeze bottle in the refrigerator, and then freeze the rest. And then just thaw it out a couple days before. And then you can just keep doing that to cycle through that batch you've got in the freezer.
Excellent. So it freezes good. Do a lot of the sauces in the book freeze well?
All of them do. So in making this cookbook, you know, that was something that I got to find out firsthand because I had so much sauce, right? So I was freezing it and I'm like, oh, I wonder if this will be good, you know, and I thought out. And every sauce in the cookbook freezes well. So that's great.
Okay, now comeback sauce sounds like it would be a great sandwich condiment as well. I love sandwiches. What are some of the other sauces you'd like to put together that are great sandwich condiments?
Okay, so for sandwiches, I would say my roasted red pepper tzatziki sauce. It's so good on like wraps and sandwiches. I've also got a Southwest ranch in there that's really good on sandwiches. If you want to go the herby route, probably the basil pistachio pesto. It's really good on like a fish sandwich, chicken sandwich. There's a ton more, but those are the ones that kind of stick out in my mind.
It's Food Friday. We're talking to Ashley Boyd about her new cookbook. It's called Saucy, 50 Recipes for Drizzly, Dunkable, Go-To Sauces to Elevate Everyday Meals. Got a couple of those recipes online at WPR.org/food, including the comeback sauce we were just talking about. Now we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Have you had a special sauce at a restaurant that keeps you going back? Have you tried to recreate it at home? How did that go? Do you have a dish you make all the time that you're getting kind of bored of? You're looking for a way to mix it up, spice it up, do something different. Ashley might have some suggestions for you. Is there a secret sauce that you use in your cooking all the time? Maybe that other people ask you the recipe for. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up our Food Friday conversation coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. It's Food Friday. We're picking up our conversation with Ashley Boyd, food blogger at Pink Owl Kitchen, and we're talking about her new cookbook. It's called Saucy, 50 Recipes for Drizzly, Dunkable Go-To Sauces to Elevate Everyday Meals. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Want to hear about your favorite sauce, condiment, salad dressing, marinade, the go-to maybe for grilling season? That's coming up. Well, it's been pretty warm. Maybe it's here already. Join in now at 800-642-1234 with your favorites or your questions. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Ashley, I just looked at our chat. You've inspired a lot of conversation among the Central Time producers here. Colleen says, I sometimes eat salad just so I can have Green Goddess dressing. Well, and there's Green Goddess dressing in your book. What goes into making, I've bought it in packages, never made it myself. What goes into Green Goddess?
So Green Goddess is, it's a creamy sauce with a ton of herbs. So there's a lot of flavor in it. The one in the cookbook, it's really zesty. So this one, you can use, you want a creamy base. I like Greek yogurt. You do a ton of herbs, baby spinach, parsley, dill, basil, green onions, fresh lemon juice is a must, as well as lemon zest. You can also use a different citrus if you like. Orange is really good. There's also anchovies in Green Goddess dressing. Well, in some of them, you can omit it if anchovies aren't your thing, but they really add something like really special to Green Goddess, that kind of briny flavor. And then, of course, extra virgin olive oil to kind of bring it all together. So Green Goddess, it's absolutely delicious. It's one of my favorites as well.
And do you have other favorite salad dressings?
So I like a kind of like vinegary based salad. Mm-hmm. So if you give me something like an Italian red wine vinaigrette, any type of vinaigrette, I'm there for it.
Excellent. Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Oh, not quite ready yet. We'll get to them in just a minute. Well, let's check out the other recipe you gave us, Ashley, a coconut chili crisp sauce. Crisp and sauce. That's interesting. What's going on there?
Mm-hmm. So this one is really, really fun. Coconut chili crisp, you may see it sometimes referred to as chili oil or chili sauce. So it became like super popular here in the past few years. And it's inspired by Chinese cuisine. And it is a sauce. You basically, you simmer a bunch of ingredients in oil to get them really crispy and browned. And then, so what we use in ours is chopped shallots, and then we add some star anise pods and cinnamon stick to give it some extra flavor. It just adds that little something extra you can't quite put your finger on. You're like, oh my God, it's so delicious. And then unsweetened coconut flakes, red pepper flakes, and there's a little bit of soy sauce in it, as well as a tad bit of sugar and a little bit of salt, just to bring everything together. You simmer that in the oil, and then you kind of let it sit there and crisp up. And you can put it on like just about anything. Think ice cream. Yes, ice cream. Noodles, rice, vegetables, potatoes. That's another one that we keep. We've got some in the refrigerator right now. Like, we keep it on hand. My husband, as soon as we get low, he's like, we need some more chili crisp. I'm like, okay, I got you.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Maggie is with us in Brookfield. Maggie, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to tell us about?
Well, years ago, my mother-in-law used to make a ham loaf, and with that ham loaf recipe came a sauce. It was a mustard sauce. And I make that mustard sauce, and it's in my refrigerator all the time because no matter how mediocre your meatloaf is, putting that mustard sauce on makes it taste really good. So I have that in my refrigerator all the time.
What else is in there apart from mustard? Is this one of those sort of mustard, brown sugar, glazy sort of things?
Right. Mustard, egg yolks, some oil, Worcestershire sauce, onions, that sort of thing. And it's the yellow mustard that you buy in the store,
sure.
the bright yellow stuff.
Maggie, thanks a lot for sharing that. It sounds delicious. And Ashley, mustard is a frequent co-star in your recipes. It's in that comeback sauce, I think. And you're using whole grain mustard. What kind of, it's a little different, I think, than the yellow mustard Maggie's talking about. What are you looking for in the mustard you mix into sauces?
Yeah, so you can certainly substitute the yellow mustard that Maggie was just referring to if you don't have any whole grain mustard on hand. But the mustard that I love to use, it's got a little more of a, what was the word? I don't know. It's got a stronger flavor. My husband is like, oh, that's the strong mustard. I'm like, yeah, it's a strong mustard. But it's got, I think there's a little bit of like white wine in it, and it's got like the little seeds in it. It's just, it's got a stronger flavor. And what I like to tell people, if you can get your hands on some Creole mustard, it's even better. It's like a whole grain mustard, but it's got a little bit of spice to it. And I think there's like a little bit of like Worcestershire sauce in there, but it's really good. It's made by Zatarain's. And if you can find it like on Amazon, or if you have any markets there that may have it on hand, you've got to try it out in the remoulade. It's so good.
Thanks again for that call at 800-642-1234. Ashley, we've got a whole mustard museum here in Wisconsin.
With,
yeah,
oh my God,
like
I gotta
hundreds,
make my way
I'm going to say
here.
Maybe thousands. Yeah. And actually, another reason to come up here, maybe one of our producers is wondering, you know about fried cheese curds down there? This is big in Wisconsin, like deep fried cheese curds.
Cheese curds.
Okay.
I have not heard of those.
Okay. So take like squeaky cheese curds, batter, deep fry them. So you got to come to Wisconsin sometime. Here, so for fried food in general, what are some of your favorite dipping sauces?
Okay. Number one's got to be the comeback sauce, which we've been talking about a lot.
Sure.
Comeback sauce, remoulade. Ranch dressing, any type of like flavored ranch. Like I love an avocado ranch, Southwest ranch, which is in the book. So yeah, any type of like creamy ranch type thing. I'm here for it.
It's Food Friday. We're talking to Ashley Boyd about her new cookbook. It's called Saucy, 50 Recipes for Drizzly, Dunkable, Go-To Sauces to Elevate Everyday Meals. We heard from Samantha, who called in on the road, says she loves ketchup and mayonnaise together. I'm right there with you, Samantha. She wants to know if there are other ways to jazz it up. Well, Samantha, if you're still listening, WPR.org/food, you can find that comeback sauce. It is heavily jazzed up, mayonnaise and ketchup. Ashley, are there other directions to take our fry sauce, our mayonnaise and ketchup, and do something different with them?
So there's this sauce I make. I don't have like a written recipe for it, but it's a mayonnaise and ketchup base. I call it like just my Cajun dipping sauce. But it's that. I add a little bit of sour cream in there as well, some seasoning, some hot sauce. I mean, you can do a lot with mayonnaise and ketchup as a base. You know, just have fun. Get in the kitchen and have fun and taste it. If it tastes disgusting, throw it out and start a new batch.
Now, are there sauces that you have found are good for kids? Maybe the picky eater type kids, or maybe picky eater grownups that gets them to try some foods they might not like without that good sauce.
So I have a 2-year-old.
So there you go.
I have a 2-year-old son. Yeah. And he is very, very picky. So I can get him to try lots of different things if I add a little bit of sauce. Let's see. What's the most recent thing? There was a broccoli. The kid does not want to eat broccoli to save his life. So if I serve broccoli with it sounds like it doesn't really go together, but he loves it. The guava barbecue sauce, which is a recipe in my cookbook. If I serve the broccoli with the guava barbecue sauce, oh, it's like the best thing in the world. Serve the broccoli by itself, not so much. But yeah, there are tons of sauces in here that could get picky eaters to eat things that they normally would not pick up and eat.
Well, I want to finish up by talking about the last section in your book, dessert sauces, which I honestly didn't expect to find in there. What kind of stuff are you putting out there for us to close our meals with a great dessert with?
So you've got some things that you may be familiar with, like you've got creme anglaise. I know that sounds fancy, but it's really not hard to make at all. You've got a salted caramel sauce in there, which is one of my favorites. And then you've got some that, you know, you may not have heard of before, like the blackberry basil coulis. That one is so good because you've got the sweet and tart blackberries, and then you've got basil, which gives it that herby flavor. And, you know, of course, some sugar and some lemon juice. That one's really good on pancakes, on ice cream, on bread pudding. Let me see. What's another one that I really love in there? Oh, the brown sugar peach sauce. That's one of my favorite things. We love bread pudding in the South, so... bread pudding is like a suggestion for almost all of the dessert sauces, but I love the brown sugar peach sauce over bread pudding. It is to die for.
I love bread pudding. I made so much of it. My kids were making fun of me like during COVID. Like that was, maybe it was my coping tool or something. I made, and they hate it. They want nothing to do with bread pudding. Do your kids eat it?
Oh, wow. My son loves it. He loves bread pudding. He tears it up. It's one of his favorite desserts. So,
excellent. Well, Ashley, are there any new sauces you're kind of experimenting on with your lab subjects and your family?
I haven't tried anything recently. I'm trying to think here. I mean, I'm always mixing up some kind of sauce, to be honest with you, but I have not done like a written recipe for anything yet. We're always whipping up sauces in the kitchen. So it's like it's constant.
Ashley, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us today. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a bunch of fun. Thank you.
Ashley Boyd blogs at Pink Owl Kitchen. We talked with her on Food Friday today about her new cookbook. It's called Saucy, 50 Recipes for Drizzly Dunkable Go-To Sauces to Elevate Everyday Meals. Real straightforward stuff. You can find two of those recipes, try them at home, over at WPR.org/food. We got the comeback sauce. Do a lot with that. And then that coconut chili crisp sauce. Again, they're both online at WPR.org/food. And if you have a favorite sauce, still time for you to share it. You can email ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org. And man, oh man, if you love that ketchup mayo combination by itself or dressed up like that comeback sauce like I do, love to hear about it. Let us know what you do with it. Email ideas@WPR.org.